Hello.
Hello, good morning. We are conducting a short survey about some issues, you know, that your community and the nation are facing. And we'd like to include your opinion. Are you ready to start with this?
A survey?
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. Thanks for attending. Okay, so your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of, you know, this research and the importance of local community-based organizations working on community issues. So all your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who answers the survey. Okay. Well, first of all, what is your zip code?
19151.
Thank you. What is your what is the year of your birth?
Excuse me?
The year where you, I mean, where you born?
Pennsylvania.
I'm sorry?
Pennsylvania.
No, the year, not the state.
67.
1967. Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Independent.
Independent. Well, so here are the options: Joe Biden, Democrat; Donald Trump, Republican; or someone else.
Independent.
Okay, so I guess someone else. Right.
Yes.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm not going to answer that. I'm not going to answer that question. Next one.
Okay. What is your race? White, black, or African American? American, Indian?
I can't answer that question.
Thank you. Let's see the next question. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, registered. As you may know, there will be elections for offices like president and U.S. Congress this November. And how likely are you to vote in the November 2024 election? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote. Are the chances 50-50?
Yes, I'll vote.
Definitely.
Yes, I'll vote.
Vote.
Yeah.
How do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2024 general election? Voting in person early before election day, or voting in person on election day, or voting by email or by mail?
Voting before election day.
Okay.
Election day.
Before election day. Right.
Yes.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10. When
zero.
10 means
zero.
Zero. So no power, no power at all. That means.
Right.
Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices. On a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated
five,
to vote.
5.
Okay, thank you. Now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 5 means that you feel neither, you know, warm nor cold, like, you know, neutral, and means that 0 means that you feel very calm and favorable towards them. So you can use any number.
5.
No, so here's the first person, Donald Trump, and it's. You need to rate them, you know, on a scale from 0 to 10.
5.
Neutral. What about Jade D. Vent?
3.
Mark Kelly?
3.
Kamala Harris?
Who?
Kamala Harris.
Jamal. 3.
3. Josh Shapiro.
3.
3. Team Waltz.
3.
Joe Biden.
3.
Okay. Barack Obama.
3.
Okay. Thank you. Let's see the next one. What do you think are the most important issues facing the country today? So you can please select the top 3 issues most important to you. So the first issue is public safety, including gun violence, immigration, access to good jobs, affordable quality healthcare, climate change and the environment, better transportation system, abortion, criminal justice and police reform, rising cost of living, protecting and expanding voting rights, affordable quality housing, access to quality education, reducing racism and discrimination. So,
housing and the border.
Well, I don't...
Healthcare. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, have a good day. I can't be on the phone all day with you now.
You think I can call you back later?
No.
You know, no.
Have a good day.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.